drug ketamine, correspondent Christine Coleman.
His last known treatment was 1.5 weeks prior to death, and the ketamine in his system at death could not be from that infusion therapy, since ketamine's half-life is 3 to 4 hours or less.
America's listening to Fox News.
Sunshine expected for the first part of Saturday, 53 degrees at noontime, and then for the afternoon, we'll thicken the clouds but stay dry. Temperatures Saturday afternoon in the upper 50s to near 60 degrees. Sunday morning, the nor'easter will move into the area. Rain will be heavy at times overnight, and the rain will wind down by sunrise on Monday in those places.
I'm CBS 19 Chief Meteorologist Travis Koshko for Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
The views expressed here reflect the views of Joel Marks, CLU-CHFC, financial advisor, and his guests appearing on the program as of the date of the program and may change as market or other conditions change. Actual investments or investment decisions made by Ameriprise Financial and its affiliates will not necessarily reflect the views expressed on this program. This program will provide only general information, is not intended to provide investment advice, and does not account for individual investor circumstances. Investment decisions should always be made based on an investor's specific financial needs, objectives, goals, time horizon, and risk tolerance. Past performance does not guarantee future results, and no forecast should be considered a guarantee. Investment products, including mutual fund shares, are not insured or guaranteed by any financial institution and involve investment risks, including fluctuations in value and loss of principal. Investment products are not insured by the FDIC, NCUA, or any federal agency, are not deposits or obligations of or guaranteed by any financial institution, and involve investment risks, including possible loss of principal and fluctuation in value. Ameriprise Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Consult your tax advisor or attorney. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC. Virginia Credit Union is a registered representative of Ameriprise Financial. Representatives are registered securities sold advisory services offered through Ameriprise Financial, which is not an affiliate of Virginia Credit Union, Inc. Ameriprise Financial is under contract with the financial institution to make securities available to members, not NCUA, NCUSIF, FDIC insured, may lose value. No financial institution guarantee, not a deposit of any financial institution.
Good morning. I'm Joel Marks, financial advisor. You're listening to Money Success here on Seaville 107.5 WCHV 1260. Great to be with you this Saturday morning, 10 days before Christmas. Are you done with your Christmas shopping yet? And I want to give a happy Hanukkah to our listening audience that ended on Friday. I hope you had a great holiday season. And it's a great season this year. Of you see people, attitudes changing, a little bit more cheerful as the holidays come. I'm a little bit more cheerful because I'm thinking the new year is going to be coming, and I'm hoping as I end this program every week that the best is yet to come and that 2024 is a better year than 2023. From an economic standpoint, as well as health and welfare and just excitement in everybody's lives. Hope this holiday season you're able to be with family and friends and create some great memories that last. They'll certainly last longer than the presents last in that sense. But I want to give you getting to a year-end wrap-up of what we're looking at the market, how it's from a perspective basis over this past year, where we're at right now, and some thoughts for the coming year, 2024. And then, depending on how we are this week and that, we've got a couple reports I want to go through when we take a look at from an investment standpoint going into the future, and some quick year-end cleanup things. Items that you should be considering if you haven't, but let's just start with this perspective of, getting to the year end, many times we see a rally, and the question is, are we going to see a rally this year? Just to give you some information, and this is in reference to Anthony Seglebin, who's chief marketing strategist for Ameriprise Financial, and talks about the S&P index is up 0.2%, and the NASDAQ composite's up 0.7%. And that's the sixth straight week. So we're seeing some rallies in the market. The S&P is actually the longest winning streak since 2019. By the end of the week, the S&P was back about 4 to 4,600. So it's moving back up. That's a 52-week high that we had on Friday. And the NASDAQ also made a near high for the year. And the Russell 2000 index was up 1%. So we're seeing this rally take place. It's slightly a little notch at a time. The only one was the Dow Jones Industrial Average finished flat for the week and just weighted down by some cyclical values that have taken place. Growth sectors and in dealing with investments, dealing with your portfolio, it's not a matter of only what you have or what the company, but where is it in sectors? You've heard me talk about different sectors that are out there. Some strong ones, communications services, interesting, is up 1.4%. Consumer discretion, 1.1%. Information technology is 0.7. It's up doing quite well, actually, this year overall. And this all helped the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ move higher. Conversely, we had energy was down 3.2%. That's interesting because what we've seen is some reduction in gas prices. But in energy overall, it's down 3.2. Materials is down 1.7. That's getting into our manufactured. We've seen some of the AI-themed stocks, and it's been in the news a lot lately. They've jumped higher this last week on some renewed optimism in this area. And some of them are of these companies are reporting higher than expected earnings because of this greater interest. And we've seen some of the shares are being re-rated higher than they had been before and putting them into more of a buy type of a situation instead of a hold type of situation. And, you know, likewise, I was talking about energy and oil prices have fallen for the most part to the lowest level that we've seen in months. And we're seeing that at the pumps. You're driving around, and that doesn't include the $2.85 that we see for regular when we have a new station open up. But we're seeing it down closer to $3.09. And the thought is that sometime first part of the year, we may see gasoline prices down below $3 again. Don't take that as gospel, but take it as, you know, prediction of what's taking place. So they're seeing that kind of thing move on. As things are going, this past week, actually, the AAA said average gas in the country is $3.16. That's as of actually last Saturday, and that's the lowest price that we've seen since January of this year. So, they're seeing falling crude prices. We're seeing some things in the mix that are looking positive coming into the next year. And consumer sentiment is getting better. We're seeing from a spending standpoint, as I said, consumer discretion. You're seeing that the consumer is starting to spend. Initially, I felt that was happening because we got out of COVID and people have been sitting back and they hadn't been spending. Well, we're also getting into the holiday season. And that is having some effect on it also. Inflation, what are we seeing? Well, seeing some of the inflation coming under control. We're still getting some significant inflation. It's still here. It's not going to go away. It's never gone away. It's always been here. It's just how bad it is. And the idea is we're seeing some drawback on the U.S. Treasuries, the 2 years and 10 years. They only rose slightly this recently, and gold settled lower about 3%. So that was a fresh record also on Monday. So overall, we're seeing stock prices remaining higher, which is great for many of these portfolios that are out there that took some hits over these past year or so, and you're seeing that come back and the portfolios being shored up as we're going into the new year. So I think that we're looking at some positive things happening. It means that potentially the Feds won't be doing anything as far as increasing anymore, and possibly starting to reduce the interest rates that they're charging as we go into 2024. It'll be a very slow reduction. You're not going to see anything, I don't believe, happen quickly. But that will help stabilize some of our mortgage rates that we're seeing on, and possibly open up opportunities for first-time home buyers and so forth that are looking, that are going to be financing homes. And from a jobs market, although we're seeing layoffs in some areas, they still believe it's firm, and we're looking for positive growth as consumers, again, keep spending into 2024. So, you know, again, cautiously optimistic for 2024. That doesn't mean that something weird and wonderful won't happen in Washington, D.C. that throws a monkey wrench into the economy. Still, in my opinion, they still have to get spending under control. You've heard me say this before. You can't spend yourself into prosperity, and you cannot spend yourself out of poverty or debt. Yet we continue to spend, and I'm seeing, you know, that's creating some severe problems. From a debt standpoint, we're over $33 trillion, and I look at that and say, feel I have to apologize to my great-grandchildren because they will be sporting this debt. Besides my grandchildren, will be sporting this debt and trying to figure it out. Someplace, I hope, Congress finally decides we need a balanced budget. We haven't had one in about 13 years. We haven't had a full budget in 13 years. We kick the can forward 3 to 6 months at a time. And they argue back and forth. And I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. They're all spenders. And whether it's for getting votes or whatever it is, there's a certain point where you've got to start to pick and choose. They never liked the line item veto. They all play the game. And someplace we need people in there that are willing to make the hard decisions. Get this budget under control and the spending. If it doesn't, I'm afraid what can happen to our economy. If the debt gets to a certain point, we will destroy ourselves from the inside economically. Now, I'm not a doomsdayer from that. I'm not saying, you know, the collapse is around the corner. I'm just saying that we need to get some controls in Washington and even on the state level to watch our spending and where it's going. So again, cautiously optimistic on where we're at, cautiously optimistic on where we're going, and seeing some markers in the market that are telling me it's doing great. You know, it's coming along, it's moving in a positive way. And that's aside from the politics of Washington. I think it's in spite of the politics of Washington. We're seeing that because of, again, technology is making a big boom in some of the strides that are taking place. You know, I think back to the days of the Commodore 64 and the floppy disk. So that's giving you an idea of how long I've been around. Where technology was then, where you had your color screen was either kind of a gold or a green. That was it. It was monochrome. And where technology has come, if you remember, the box phones that we had for traveling, and they were cumbersome with the big straps you stuck them on your side. to the phones that we have today that do so much more than the computers that we had, not only back then, but just 10 years ago. The changes that have taken place in technology have been exciting. And it's interesting to see where they're going and what's being developed. And I don't think that's going to slow down. I think that's going to keep on. Competition is there. I've talked to some clients that are in the field, and the stuff that they're talking about is just mind-boggling to me. And the dreaming that's done. There are organizations out there that they have people that are just there to dream. Come up with ideas. Get in a group and let's talk about them. So, you know, I'm excited for what's coming next year. Again, in spite of the government, I think there's some good areas that are out there. So keep your eyes open. You know, you should be, it's year end, if you have not met with your advisor to recap your account, you should be doing so. And that's a really a kind of a requirement as you get to the end of the year. You're listening, by the way, to Money Success. I'm Joel Marks, financial advisor with a history of over 40 years as an advisor. You're listening to Money Success here on CBO 107.5 and WCHV 1260 in the Charlottesville area. I want to remind you, you can contact me at 540-785-4315. That's 540-785-4315. I'll get it out. You can also go to Money Success on the WCHV.com and click on Money Success. It'll take you to my webpage. My email address is there. My phone number is there. So there's other information. We'd like to get that out to you. And let me know what you want this program to talk about, what information you're looking for that we can help you. And you can call me and I'll help you individually. This is your program. We want the information that we're giving out to be important to you and things that make a difference to you. We're here for you on this program. I want to talk about some year-end cleanup stuff for you, though, because it's these are some items that you need to take care of before the year's out. Remember, you need to take your required minimum distribution on your IRAs. Don't wait until January 2nd. You went, oops, I didn't get it. If you haven't received it yet, call your advisor. Call wherever it is that you're supposed to and say, why haven't I received it? What's going on? Remember that under Secure Act 2, as of 2022, they raised the required minimum distribution to 73. It's also for inherited IRAs. They've changed that around. The inherited IRAs, you've got a 10-year position of taking the money out over that. If you make sure that you know what your requirements are, and that depends on when the person passed away, because there used to be a stretch regulation on that. We could do it over your lifetime, but I think they figured out we don't want to wait 80 years to get all our tax money. So take a look at that. Again, if you're an IRA owner and you're 73, you need to be taking your RMD. The easiest way to explain this is that if you were born in 1950 or earlier, you are subject to an RMD, required minimum distribution this year. Those born in 1951 or later are not required. So figure out when you were born, before or after. It's not, you can figure it out. Again, that Secure Act raised the required minimum distribution. It was originally 70.5, if you remember. They raised it to 72, and that's where most people kind of stopped. But 2.0, Secure Act 2.0, increased it to 73. But again, it only applies to those who turn 72 in 2023 or later. Again, born in 1951 or later, don't worry about it. If you turned 72 last year, you're already subject to the required minimum distribution. So you still got to take it out this year. Then here's one that people miss out on. What about the required minimum distributions the year of death? Someone passes away. You're inheriting their IRA. What's the requirement there? Well, death gets out of pretty much everything in the tax code, but not the RMD. Even after death, you still must take it. If you are out there, you're a beneficiary of an IRA, the owner passed away this year, 2023, they still must take a required minimum distribution payable into the estate, and that is should be taken before the IRA is transferred to the beneficiary. Remember, a missed year of the death required minimum distribution is subject to the to penalties. And right now, it's 25%. It's 10% if it's made up in 2 years. So what happens is if you miss it, you're going to pay. The estate's going to pay. Now, where you do run into a problem is if the person passes away near the end of the year and the requirement of distribution has not been taken out, you can run into a problem for the beneficiaries to be able to get that out. And it's paperwork. It's an administrative headache. Proposed regulations, the IRS is talking about giving relief and allowing an automatic waiver of the RMD penalty. Doesn't mean you can't take that, you don't take it out, because they want their taxes for it. But they're talking about waiving the penalty. The only catch is that the beneficiary must take that year of death requirement distribution by the beneficiary's tax return due date, which is basically April 15th of 2024, okay, unless you get an extension. So what they're saying is if somebody passes away and you're the beneficiary of that IRA, for the decedent, their RMD must be taken out. If you want to avoid the penalty, get it out before April 15th of 2024. And you'll be able to not be subject to the penalty. Now, as far as required minimum distributions for IRA beneficiaries, it has totally changed. For non-spousal beneficiaries, it's different. If it's spousal, that hasn't changed. It goes from one spouse to the other. The rules are the same. If it is going to a non-spousal, to children, that has changed. It used to be that you had a lifetime period that you could take it out. You could stretch it over your lifetime, and actually 21 years, it could end up going to grandchildren. I guess they figured they wanted the money quicker in taxes, and they said, you can't do that anymore. It's replaced with a 10-year rule where the entire inherited IRA balance must be withdrawn within the 10th year after the death of the person. So what you're looking at is you could maybe not take it out at all during the first 9 years, and you have to pull it all out in the 10th year. For tax purposes, you might want to take it over a 10-year period, but you can do whatever it is. It must all be drawn out over by the end of the 10th year based on the date of death. So keep that in mind where you're at now. If the person, I believe it was 2020 or early, if they passed away then, you don't have to worry about that. You can still do the stretch IRA. And so forth. But this relief that they did, that changes, created more confusion because, again, not all beneficiaries are going to use the stretch IRAs. So if you didn't do that, then you've got some other considerations to take that you've got to look at. What it comes down to, talk to your tax accountant, talk to your advisor, figure out what's best for you, and figure out what is going to affect you tax-wise as you get down to that. So what it did, it affected long-term planning by changing these required minimum distributions for beneficiary, where you could spread it over a lifetime. Now you've got 10 years. That has shrunk that period of time significantly, and you've got to make sure that it's working for you. It's going to be interesting to see what changes are also going to come out of this, because I don't think that this is where it ends. There's going to be more changes. I think the IRAs are political footballs as far as some of the changes and sending them out. And we see changes constantly happening as far as contributions. Remember, if you're over 55, you're looking at $7,500 this year if you haven't made your contribution. If you're under 55, it's $6,500. It's a $1,000 catch-up. Make sure you get that taken care of. You can do that up until you file your taxes. So if you don't have it all right now, or you're running around buying Christmas presents, you still have until you file your taxes to make your contribution for 2023. All right? So just giving you some food for thought, some things that are taking place as far as the market over this past week and where we see ourselves heading the end of the year and into next year. We'll be talking more about that as the weeks go on, because there's just so much more that I think is important to you in getting this information and for your own planning, so you can be ahead of the game. Now, my other caution to you, as I said, we're 10 days away from Christmas. Watch your budget. You get sticker shock January and February, and the credit cards start coming in. Be careful so you don't overdo it where you go into debt like some people. And it's October before they get it all paid off. Today's interest rates on credit cards, you know, it's 22% your purchases. It's over 30% on cash advances. So be careful. It's money management. Don't want you to be stressed out. Don't want you to have to worry about how we're going to pay for it when the year comes. We don't want you to be paying it over time and end up with a 30-year mortgage. So be careful. Enjoy the festivities that are going to be coming up in workplaces and so forth. Be cautious. Be cautious on the road. Traffic is going to pick up. It can be a dangerous time to be on the road with your traveling. So enjoy yourself. We're going to have a special program next Saturday for you, where we're going to be talking about some final estate planning do's and don'ts for the end of the year, as well as going to be talking a little bit about the mix in your portfolio, because it's interesting, a study that has been done when we talk about balanced portfolios of stocks, bonds, and internationals, and how those portfolios historically have performed. And there were, in doing so, there were over a million possibilities that were computed in putting this together. So it's kind of interesting. It was interesting to me as I saw it, and validated some things that I've believed in and gave me some new insight. So that's what we're going to have on the agenda for next week, the week before, the Saturday before Christmas. So be safe. Enjoy yourself going shopping for people that you care about. And look forward to being with you again next Saturday, 8:30 in the morning here on Seaville 107.5 and WCHV 1260. Remember, I'm Joel Marks, your host, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you at 540-785-4315 or go to WCHV.com. Click on Money Success. It takes you to my webpage. My phone number's there. My email address is there. Connect with me. I'm looking forward. Also, you can go on to LinkedIn and connect with me on LinkedIn. Just like, and we'll be there for you. And remember this, the best is yet to come.
Voted one of Virginia's top newscasts.
What?
Now.
It's a brave new world right now.
On Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV, Amen FM, Charlottesville.
From the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is local news first.
Today is the National Wreaths Across America celebration.